You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 5:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Office of Homeless Services' latest report reveals a 27% rise of families experiencing homelessness since 2020. Another sign the state has more hurdles to overcome, the complex issue. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Utah's changing the law surrounding what you have to wear while hunting, and it's going into place next week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We still have heavy delays on I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah counties. The worst of it is southbound in Utah County, starting prior to SR-92 Temp Highway. You won't see better speeds until you're in Linden. And then Redwood Road, seeing a heavy and slow drive southbound from Bluffdale to Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures are dropping and widespread storms will be around the next couple of days. I'm Kevin Eubank.
64 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now, our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Protesters form an encampment at UCLA today chanting, end the siege of Gaza now. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony after the arrest today of 90 pro-Palestinian protesters. Demonstrators arrested at the University of Texas yesterday will not face charges for now. The former publisher of the National Enquirer will be back on the witness stand when former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Is a president immune from prosecution for crimes committed while in office? The Supreme Court heard today why Mr. Trump thinks they are.
The Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward. I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Manhattan's DA, says it will do everything it can to retry Harvey Weinstein on rape charges now that his conviction's been tossed out. This is ABC News.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, look at that. There are storms right on the other side of the Great Salt Lake. It's the KSL In-Depth. Kevin Eubank is live in the studio with us. So, Kevin, there's weather coming our way, huh?
There is. There's a line of thunderstorms, as you just mentioned, out over the Great Salt Lake, and that's going to continue to move to the east. We've seen some lightning and thunder already today. We actually had a little weak, what they call a land spout, which is just a weak kind of tornado that happened out over the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. No damage, just kind of freaky when you see that thing coming out of the sky. But we will see storms here between about 6:15 to 7:15 in Salt Lake City. Then another line of thunderstorms comes through between about 11 and midnight. And then tomorrow, widespread storms, valley rain, mountain snow, scattered thunderstorms, and significantly cooler.
Tonight, this sounds like an event with thunder and lightning. Is this going to be up and down the Wasatch Front or just taking aim at Salt Lake City?
No, this one's going to be up and down the Wasatch Front, but the bigger storm system will actually move in tomorrow. So a cold front comes in tomorrow morning and then really takes over the entire state throughout the day. So tomorrow will be far more stormy than what we've been experiencing here today. Today just been a little hit and miss, but tomorrow, widespread valley rain, a half inch to an inch for rain totals. Mountains between tomorrow and Saturday are going to get 8 to 16 inches of snow up in the Cottonwoods, and the central Utah mountains are going to get 6 to 12. So this is a spring storm that's going to bring a lot of rain, over an inch of rain in the valleys, and a good amount of snow in our mountains.
For this starter portion, you said 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. How long are those storms going
to
last?
45 minutes to an hour. They're going to move through quick, but they are going to have wind, rain, lightning, so it'll be a fast mover, but it's going to be one of those bumping shakers like we saw in Salt Lake City here earlier this afternoon.
Well, thank you for coming in with the heads up. We appreciate it. Kevin Eubank, we're going to check back with him for the 7-day forecast.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.